Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
It's going to be rough today, I'll be quite honest with you. All right, so last night I was out at Sprint Center with the fiance at the Justin Timberlake concert.
Yeah.
And I ran into the last person on earth I expected to see at a Justin Timberlake concert in Kansas City. Serta, do you have a guess? Jason Katz, do you have a guess at who was the least likely person in the world to be at a Justin Timberlake concert last night?
I'm drawing a blank. I have an idea.
You can't even come up with a guess.
I feel like everyone likes JT.
Right. Katz?
I say Patty Mahomes?
No, Patrick Mahomes would make sense. Patrick Mahomes is 23. That's correct.
Are you serious?
That is correct.
Are you? What?
I am dead serious.
He didn't tell you? He knew you were going.
Right.
He just didn't tell you he was going?
And throughout the concert, he's texting me, this sucks. Let's go get a beer. Meet me at this bar. Let's go have some beers. I'm like, no, man. I paid so much money for these tickets. And why are you here? Isn't he the last person in the world you would expect? I hope I'm not putting his business out there that he doesn't want out there. But who, in honestly, even if you've only listened to this station, that's the only interaction you have with Mr. Binkley, would you expect to see him at a Justin Timberlake concert? That was bananas. Man, we got 2 hours of Show and Vern coming your way today. Show is on vacation. He will be back on Monday. I can't wait to get, he hates it when I call him the big fellow, but I can't wait to get the big fellow back on Monday. Nice to see him. Him and Little Show yesterday out at the Suns Pistons game. He had a good time out there. He was being somewhat of a creep on Twitter. We might have time to get to that. So Show will be back on Monday. We'll see if his Kansas Jayhawks are still alive. They take on Auburn tomorrow. My thoughts on Dedrick Lawson and that dominating victory yesterday coming up in just moments. But let's start with the game coming up a little bit later today. The reason why we are off the air today at 12 noon, that, of course, K-State UC Irvine pregame at 12 noon. Tip-off a little after 1 o'clock on your home for Wildcat Athletics, 610 Sports Radio. And as Serta told you in the update, Dean Wade is, yes, doubtful, but Dean Wade's not playing this weekend. Bruce Weber said as much.
He's made some progress, but I would say he's doubtful. Yeah, he just, it's still, we can't put him in jeopardy. And he, you know, he'd love to play. It's not him at all, but he just, the injury was more severe than we ever anticipated. And it's going to take a little time.
So that's unfortunate. I think anyone can hurt for Dean Wade. After what he went through last year, going through it again this year, and this senior class being without one of, if not the best player in that senior class. We can have a debate about Barry Brown or Dean Wade, but nonetheless, despite what they did last year, maybe I need the text line on this, and when I say text line, I mean the K-State fans out there listening, Protein House, Eat With A Purpose text line, 69306. I think K-State fans, more so than any other fan base in this area, my opinion, and I'm not going to act like I've been here my entire life, so you guys tell me if I'm off base on this. Sporting fans have a case for this as well. But K-State fans always seem to me the most realistic as far as who we are, how we stack up, what our chances are this upcoming season, what would be a success and what would be a failure. Yeah, I've always felt like K-State fans, Sporting Kansas City fans, were the most realistic, the least fanatical fans, if that makes sense. But, you know, it's a painful realization, but a level-headed perspective that I'm hearing from a lot of K-State fans as far as their chances, not only this afternoon, but also moving forward in the NCAA tournament, where we know, yes, anything is possible. But I was listening to The Drive earlier this week, and they had the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, on. And, man, take a listen to this, because when I heard this, this is a guy that's embedded with the team, that obviously wants the team to succeed. And when you're around a team as often as Wyatt is, and when that team is kids, college kids, you look for the positives, as you should. You are an optimistic observer of those kids that you're around day in and day out. But, man, when I heard him talk about today's game, I certainly didn't come away inspired.
What they're going to face in Cal Irvine is a team that is really good defensively, too. They're probably a deeper team. There's no question they're a bigger team. K-State's going to have to compete on the glass, maybe not necessarily win there, but they're going to have to compete there, do what they do defensively, and then you have to hope that you can score over some length. And to me, that is the biggest thing. They're in that front line. They're 6'10 and 6'8. They have a 6'9 kid, a Utah State transfer coming off the bench, and Elston Jones, who's pretty good. So getting to the rim and finishing at the rim and making some mid-range shots and some threes will be paramount. And it's not going to be easy against this team. They're fourth in the country in field goal percentage defense. They're I don't like this, but there are reasons that there are some that are picking Cal Irvine to upset K-State.
Again, Wyatt Thompson earlier this week on The Drive. I mean, he laid it out pretty well there. Now I'm not saying I'm picking against Kansas State in the game today. Again, anything is possible in the NCAA tournament, and I would have to assume, I haven't looked at the lines, but I would have to assume, being the four seed, that K-State is the odds-on favorite for this game this afternoon. But with the injury to Dean Wade, and look, I understand the coach that you have and the history that Bruce Weber has, the experience that Bruce Weber has, the heart of Barry Brown, right? The Kamau Stokes, same kind of heart, same kind of hog as a Barry Brown. Xavier Sneed, Cartier, Jada, all of them, they're not going to, in my opinion, even if K-State loses today or Sunday, I can't imagine that you're going to walk away from that game going, man, they left me wanting more. No, those kids that I just mentioned, those kids leave it all on the floor, and especially those seniors going into what could be their final game. But I'm wondering from K-State fans, is there an odd sense of calm going into this game today? An ease of knowing that you're playing with house money? Or is there an acknowledgement that you're playing with house money? K-State 4-point favorites, according to one outlet. Because the only thing that really pains me about K-State, because you've already had a very successful season. You have, and this senior class has, put themselves in position to where, regardless, I don't know if I can say regardless of what they do today, but maybe after today, they've put themselves in position to claim the title of one of, if not the greatest class in school history, right? In Elite Eight, the only class to win the Big 12 and make it to an Elite Eight. Three straight appearances in the NCAA tournament, just the third Elite Eight in the last 35 years for the Wildcats. Now, I'm wondering if they could still claim it, you know, regardless of what happens this weekend, knowing what could be with Dean Wade. But could they get that tattooed on them with a run through the tournament? Now, it's unfortunate that Dean Wade's not going to be there because it makes it unlikely they're going to make this jaunt through the NCAA tournament, getting back to the Elite Eight. Not very often does lightning strike twice. But what I found most exciting about the possibilities of this Wildcat team in March was the possibility of Stokes, Brown, and Wade cementing their legacy in Manhattan as the greatest class in K-State men's basketball history. If they had a chance to make it to two Elite Eights, to win the Big 12, to be the team to snap Kansas's streak of Big 12 championships, it'll be interesting to see what happens if they can find their way to two victories, and maybe, if heroically, Dean Wade could return next week. Again, we got pregame coverage starting at 12 noon, tip-off a little after 1 o'clock. And don't forget, we're all getting kind of caught up in March Madness, understandably so. Next Thursday is opening day, and as we announced yesterday, we're giving away 17 pair of opening day tickets here on Show and Vern. Coming up on Tuesday, make sure you're listening between 10 and 2, because every 15 minutes we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to Royals opening day. 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, you get the drift. Two tickets every 15 minutes to Royals opening day from 10 to 2 on Tuesday right here, Show and Vern on 610 Sports Radio. Quickly on Kansas and their 34-point blowout of Northeastern, where, man, I would say about 10 minutes into that game, sure, early on Northeastern knocked down a handful of big threes, kept it close. But once we got into the 20s, into the 30s, it was obvious that Kansas was going to walk away with this game. What you saw in that game yesterday was just the clear talent advantage that Kansas has. Not only was there no one on the court as well-rounded as Dedrick Lawson, there was no one even close to the caliber of Devon Dotson. Those two alone, to me, are the two players that pop off the screen. Well, Dotson pops off the screen. The consistency and the well-roundedness of Dedrick Lawson, to me, that was a reflection of Kansas just being heads and tails better than their opponent, and also a reflection of a Hall of Fame head coach who has the possibility of having this perplexing ball club playing its best basketball come March. We'll see what he can do coming up against Bruce Pearl tomorrow in round two of the NCAA tournament. Speaking of coaching, Andy Reid has often been labeled by my co-host as Ruthless Andy. He may not be too far off base. It may be more than just a clever nickname. I'll discuss that next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Protein Housey with a Purpose, text line 69306 from listener 42069. Vern, the fact that you have to talk about a guy's hog so often is kind of concerning. Seriously, bro. It's the same thing as when Bill Raftery gives you onions. Remember marbles in Major League 2? That's all it is. I'm not really diving into the individual's hog. You understand, right? Marbles, cojones. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306 from the 316. This K-State season is already a success. Any tourney win is just icing on the cake. From the 913, Vern, how are they playing with house money? They're Big 12 champs. That's my opinion, that without Dean Wade, to expect the Lightning to strike once again this March, I don't believe that that is a realistic perspective. Not saying I'm picking against them today, but nothing would really surprise me from K-State. Well, I would be surprised if they made it to the Sweet 16. Other than that, I guess, you know, two wins, I guess I would find that surprising. I hope it happens. Another thing that I hope happens, one more footnote on K Kansas's win. Let's not do what so many college basketball fans tend to do, and something that a lot of Kansas fans have done throughout this regular season. And that is, when they win, gloss about the greatness of Bill Self and how he manipulated this team throughout the regular season, only to birth this squad that was able to 30 ball Northeastern. Let's not give Bill Self all the credit, and then when and if they lose to Auburn, we start crushing Quentin Grimes or Dedrick Lawson. This is Bill's team, created by Bill, yes, hindered by an injury to Doak, but for the, and LeGerald, for the personal reasons he had to go home. But for the most, I mean, this is Bill's team. He deserves the credit because it's his program, and he deserves the blame. I hate it when we love on coaches when they win and, oh, this is why he's a Hall of Famer. But then when they lose, it's, well, Quentin Grimes has to be better than that. Again, K-State basketball coming your way, 12 noon pregame, tip-off a little after 1 o'clock. Man, I mentioned this on Twitter. I'll mention it here. Well, I wish you would listen to our podcast. Like and subscribe to Show and Vern on iTunes and on the radio.com app. Listen to our podcast at 610sports.com. I wish you would do that. But, man, I strongly encourage you to listen to Therese Paylor's podcast as well. The Yahoo Sports NFL podcast, the most recent edition that Therese did with Charles Robinson. Therese and Charles Robinson weekly have their NFL podcast at Yahoo Sports. And this conversation about Eric Berry, man, had me vacillating between anger at the Chiefs and pride in the Chiefs. Back and forth. Mad at them, proud of them. Mad at them, proud of them. Take a listen to this conversation regarding Eric Berry and his recent release.
When Eric Berry was released from the Chiefs the first day of the league year, I can tell you this. The Dallas Cowboys, who were squarely in the safety market for a few days at that point, had literally no clue Eric Berry was going to come loose. Now, you and I know how it works for NFL teams, how it works for agents. When you have a heads up that your player is going to be released, what do? On back channels, you start letting other teams know, hey, my guy's coming free. You know, be if you got some money at his position allocated, don't spend it yet. Wait, he's going to get cut loose. Interestingly, from talking to someone with the Dallas Cowboys, he said, man, I wonder how much of a heads up Eric Berry and his crew had that this was coming, because guess what? We got zero phone calls. As a matter of fact, the way we found out Eric Berry was coming loose was the way you found out.
Exactly.
There was a press release.
You talked to Eric Berry. This is a situation where he chose not to have the surgery on the injury because he felt that he'd be ready to play week one in 2019. Right. Having the surgery would have meant he probably missed a significant portion of the season, but it would have also guaranteed his salary. So for Chiefs fans who are like, Eric Berry stole money, or that's not true, man. If that dude was securing the bag like that, he would have had the surgery.
You have the surgery.
And y'all would have been stuck with the bag.
I think the interesting thing was, and it was, I know it was clearly what my Dallas guy was leaning into, was sort of, it's one thing to depart from Eric Berry. Like, obviously, you know, that happens at times. I think it's sort of, how do you conduct your business when you conduct it? And clearly this is what I think my Dallas guy was getting at, was if we didn't know, like, there's just no way had they known before the league year began, if they had known, we would have gotten that call. Like, he, like, that
absolutely
was his thing, flat out. He's just like, we would have found out from them because, you know, they had to know we were in the safety market. So he was just kind of like, if we didn't know, I wonder how much had, you know, leeway Eric and his camp kind of had.
So what they're obviously saying on that podcast was Eric Berry was blindsided by the release. That Eric Berry was blindsided by the release, or Eric Berry's representation was blindsided by the release. And again, I told you I was going back and forth. When I first heard it, my first reaction was, damn, there has to be a better way to go about it. Did they really think, had they told Eric Berry, we're going to release you, that he would have immediately gone under the knife, forced them to pay him for the 2019 season, not allowing them to save the $9.5 million that they will ultimately save with that post-June 1st designation? Eric Berry doesn't strike me as that kind of a vengeful individual. But then I started almost getting prideful, Serta, that the Chiefs are cutthroats. And even though, yes, Eric Berry is a beloved Chief and a Chief Hall of Famer and one of the faces of the past decade of Chiefs football, for as much as we want it to be a regular business, for as much as we want it to be a, man, you've done so much for us, we're going to do right by you, this is a cold-blooded business with, yes, highly educated, but it's a barbarian sport. It's a cutthroat sport where if you break your leg tomorrow, we're going to cut you and not pay you. It's always been a low-down, dirty business. And the Chiefs are just playing by the rules. So for as much as I want to have the bleeding heart for Eric Berry, I have, sadly, more pride that the Chiefs are some cold-blooded SOBs.
That's why I always side with the players in these situations. You know, people tend to get mad at me and say that, you know, I just jump from team to team or that I don't know what being a fan is really like. No, I root for individuals over the organizations because I've seen, even working in this industry, or just things that I've read about and seen, you know, being around it, like, you see a lot of questionable things, like morally corrupt things. You're like, man, that's not how you're supposed to treat people. Like, that's not something that I can look at and feel good about myself for continuing to support that and just acting like that stuff doesn't happen.
But don't you think that happens at all? At every professional organization when it comes to the NFL, falling back under that umbrella of something we talked about earlier this week, why you can't compare real life to professional sports. Because, yes, this stuff doesn't work in real life, but in football, it's the business.
Yeah, and there's always going to be the argument that, well, these guys are making a ton of money, so what are they upset about? But, I mean, when you've been working your entire life towards something, like, it's hard. Like, you read a lot of these interviews and you listen to these guys and you meet these guys. Life after football, when that's all you've ever done, isn't easy for a lot of these guys.
Ron the Show often calls Andy Reid Ruthless Andy. And, you know, there's some truth to it. I don't know how all in I was on his nickname of Ruthless Andy, but listening to that podcast with Therese and Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports, it makes sense.
Everyone who talks about the Chiefs around the league does not look at Brett Veach. Now, they know Brett Veach is the general manager of the Chiefs, but everybody knows Brett Veach is not making any decision without Andy Reid giving him the thumbs up. That's the, like, straight up having that conversation with the Cowboys. It wasn't a, man, Brett Veach is cold-blooded. It was, yo, Andy can make some cold-blooded moves. Like, go back to what happened between he and Dorsey. Like, Andy's capable of pulling the trigger on some stuff that is not always popular. Mm-hmm. And don't put this on Brett Veach, or at least people, I'm going to tell you right now, people across the league are not putting this on Brett Veach. They're looking at it as Andy. This is what Andy's doing.
So not only does Show's nickname of Ruthless Andy seem fit and fall in line to what the guys from Yahoo Sports are saying, so does Little Andy Veach, another nickname that he has for Brett Veach. Again, Ron the Show back on Monday after a week-long vacation at Royal Spring Training. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is indeed taking a vow of chastity during the month of March. As he says, to make his mind stronger, he will not climax.
Again, my first question is it solely the climaxing? Is he still going to engage in acts, you know, carnal acts?
And just not gonna.
And then, you know, just whoop. All right, let's.
I haven't had sex in several months, and I am no smarter.
Coming up next, what Justin Houston signing with the Colts tells us about Andy Reid's legacy and why I may have been wrong all along on Colin Kaepernick. That's next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back. Show and Vern with you until 12 noon. K-State pregame coming your way at that time. Tip-off, UC Irvine and the Big 12 champion Wildcats. Tip-off a little after 1 o'clock. We'll get to Justin Houston coming up in just a moment. But like I mentioned, man, if we could real quick, I'd like to get a few people on the line. 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610. I want to have a real conversation about something that I've been very passionate about, and with the news of yesterday, something that I may have been off base about. I would like to have a conversation, those conversations that we pride ourselves on here on Show and Vern, real conversations, point, counterpoint. We don't have to agree. We just got to hear each other out. All right. What was that? Mike in Blue Springs, Eric in KC. We'll get a few more on the line. But this is from Fox 13 in Tampa. We'll bring you guys on the air. Bill in Kansas City, John in Overland Park. Take a listen to this, and I want your guys' reaction to this story that came out yesterday about Colin Kaepernick.
And this, we're learning how much the NFL paid to settle suits with Colin Kaepernick and former teammate Eric Reid. Wall Street Journal reports here, citing sources familiar with the agreement, that the organization shelled out just under $10 million. The lawsuit alleged the league's 32 owners conspired to keep the players out of football due to their role in leading player national anthem protests. Now, Reid played several games for the Panthers last year and then re-signed with a three-year deal worth $22 million this offseason. Kaepernick, who last played quarterback for the 49ers, has yet to return, though, to the league.
Fox 13 in Tampa right there, guys. Wall Street Journal reporting that Colin Kaepernick settled for less than $10 million. Your thoughts?
Look, $10 million. I would rather.
Thank you guys very much. I think that was very constructive, and we learned a lot.
Justin Houston has a new home. The pass rusher, longtime member of the Kansas City Chiefs, has signed today with the Indianapolis Colts. And, of course, general manager Chris Ballard was integral in scouting and drafting Justin Houston, obviously knows him extremely well. And this has been an interesting situation for Houston. Was due a big salary with the Chiefs, almost $16 million. They tried to trade him, found no takers, ended up releasing him as they shifted to a different defense. He became expendable. And now, after a couple weeks of waiting, I know he had strong interest from the Raiders, from the Ravens, lands with the Indianapolis Colts. He now becomes a 4-3 defensive end, intent on rushing the passer and only rushing the passer and showing people that age has not affected his production at all.
Ian Rappaport, NFL insider for NFL Network. A two-year, $24 million deal lands Justin Houston with the Indianapolis Colts. Terrence Paylor was the first with the numbers on that contract. 2 years, $24 million. Justin Houston is an Indianapolis Colt. And sort of for the past few years here in Kansas City, look, we've all come to accept that Andy Reid is the biggest voice. He is the most powerful man at Arrowhead, even more so than the general manager. And for so long, I've always believed that Andy Reid's legacy is going to be tied to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the player that Andy Reid has waited his entire career for. But man, seeing not just Justin Houston going to Indianapolis, but seeing what Chris Ballard has already built in Indianapolis with a great franchise quarterback in his own right, Andrew Luck. I understand Ballard didn't draft Luck, but he was there and he surrounded him with ball players after 1 year. I mean, he drafted two All-Pros just a season ago. I'll agree that the Chiefs are in the catbird seat in the AFC, that once the Patriots are done dominating the AFC, that it appears right now, today, March 22nd, it appears that still the Chiefs are in the catbird seat. They're the team ready to take over the conference. But the Colts aren't far behind. And if you don't think the Colts are in third place, it's likely another former Chiefs executive, not Chris Ballard, but John Dorsey, who in Cleveland is building a star-studded roster, not just star-studded in that he's bringing in other team stars like Odell Beckham and Kareem Hunt, but he too has drafted well. He too last year really flexed his draft acumen, bringing in a Denzel Ward, bringing in a Baker Mayfield. So both he and Chris Ballard, you can make a case that they were the two top executives in all of the NFL. And for as long as you and I may have believed that Andy Reid's legacy is going to be tied to what he's able to do with Patrick Mahomes, man, I think you might be able to, especially here locally, nationally, it might be solely Mahomes, but here in Kansas City, as we go further on down the line in the Patrick Mahomes era of Chiefs football, the biggest decision that Andy Reid may have ever made was lining up John Dorsey, Brett Veach, and Chris Ballard and choosing Brett Veach. Because, sure, Patrick Mahomes is going to control the outcome. He's going to have a lion's share of the responsibility of getting this team to a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl, but he can't do it alone. We've seen that countless times with great quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, so on and so forth. You win a Super Bowl when not only your franchise quarterback is dominant, but also when your general manager, when your front office is able to identify talent in the draft and surround that quarterback with enough talent to get them over the top and make them the best in the NFL. And so far through one draft, Dorsey, Ballard, Veach, it's clear that Dorsey and Ballard are off and running, while Brett Veach is, you know, really starting to just get his legs under him, just starting to pick up a pace, and we'll see what he can do this year in the draft. But here locally, yes, the Mahomes draft is big. Yes, the Mahomes draft will have a ripple effect in this area for decades to come. But the decision to choose Veach over Dorsey and Ballard, which was the decision of Andy Reid, that could be the decision that ultimately equates to a Super Bowl title or falling just short. I know, Serta, we've heard from you on Ballard and Dorsey. They are both your guys. And I want to give Brett Veach another draft before we crush him, and we will give him, obviously, another draft before we openly crush him. But that decision right there to not only let John Dorsey leave, but also to let Chris Ballard leave and to identify Brett Veach as you're going to be the guy to help me surround Patrick Mahomes with Super Bowl caliber talent, that could be here locally the biggest decision that Andy Reid's ever made as the head man in Kansas City.
Well, and I think that I was wrong in comparing it to the Packers as much as I have been. It's starting to remind me of the Colts prior to Chris Ballard. It's starting to remind me of the Colts with Ryan Grigson, who's widely regarded as one of the worst general managers ever. The Chiefs and what Brett Veach is doing right now, because I don't trust the moves that Brett Veach is making. I have seen nothing from Brett Veach that makes me believe he is actually this talent evaluator that they're trying to make him out to be. You can keep telling me he drafted Mahomes. We've talked about that. John Dorsey drafted Patrick Mahomes, not Brett Veach. I don't care how much he was supposedly pounding the table for Patrick Mahomes. John Dorsey made that decision, not Brett Veach. So John Dorsey gets credit for that as far as I'm concerned. And I have no faith that Brett Veach, because as far as I'm concerned, everything that he's done so far, there's reason to question it.
913-576. Actually, you know what? We're not going back to the phones. Text line is open. Let's stick there. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Want to get your thoughts on that. Also, want to give you a chance to win an MVP golf cart. We'll do that, and I'll explain why I felt like Louis C.K. last night at the Justin Timberlake concert.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back. As promised, coming up in the next 10 minutes, your chance to win an MVP golf cart, a Kansas City MVP golf cart, gets you on some of the best courses in the area, including Heart of America, Golf Academy, Minor Park, Sycamore Ridge, Swope Memorial, Adams Point, two rounds at each of those courses. And that's $340 worth of golf, and we're just going to give it away. So stay tuned for that. If you don't win, and that still sounds appetizing, getting $340 worth of golf, we're only going to charge you $99. $99 gets you two rounds at each of those five courses. All you have to do is head online, online to MVPGolfKC.com, MVPGolfKC.com. So your chance to win coming up in just a moment. Ron is back on Monday, the final day of his vacation. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306 from the 816. Vern, when is Spec going to destroy the show today so I can be sure to tune out? Well, I can promise you this. He will not join the show today. He will not ruin a segment today. How do I know that? Now, I'll admit before I say this, this is unprofessional and not something that maybe you would expect from me. But all week long, Spectre has known that I was going to go to the Justin Timberlake concert. He's known since last week. And I said, hey, man, Friday, I would love to get Friday off. It's only going to be a 2-hour show. You know, Serta can handle it. You know, let Binkley do it. Let Sports Machine, whatever. Just let me have Friday off. He says, oh, cool. You know, I'm actually going to be at the Justin Timberlake concert as well. But no, you got to come in on Friday. It's a big day. NCAA tournament. We need you on the air. I go, okay. He says, now I won't be able to hear the show because we're flying to Miami. We're heading to the beach, heading to our condo or resort or whatever the hell he's got down there. So no, you don't have to worry about Spectre. He is jet-setting down to Florida.
I mean, he has been working very hard, and he hasn't taken any time off in a while since he became the boss.
Shut up. Royals tickets coming your way on. He wanted me to make sure I promoted again the Royals tickets. 17 chances for you to win opening day tickets Tuesday on Show and Vern. Every 15 minutes, we will give away a pair of tickets to Royals opening day. You know how we're doing in the ratings, tied for 13th. At I have to believe that bodes well for your chances in winning those opening day tickets. Last night out at Sprint Center, had a good time with my fiance. But Louis C.K., look, yes, he is an absolute creep, no doubt. But prior to knowing he was a creep, he was just in my opinion, I very much enjoyed his stand-up comedy. And there was always one story he had of being in line at a grocery store or a bank and just searching out people to hate. You see someone in front of you in line and just the way that they're dressed or the way that they're acting, you would in your mind just start hating them and hoping that they could hear how much you hate them. I saw that couple last night at the concert.
It sounds worse when you say it out loud, to be honest with you. Saying it now into a microphone that I was happy to see this boyfriend and girlfriend get into a fight because they both got so sloppy drunk. This was the guy that showed up. He sat in the first row, front row, spent at least a good $1,000, $1,200 on these tickets. He gets to his front row seat and goes, "Yeah, baby girl. Woo! Yeah. Oh, sit down, baby girl." So right away, I'm like, oh, no. No, I can't stand this dude. "Look at this, baby girl. JT, girl." I'm like, okay, all right. So immediately I'm like, I don't like this guy. Yeah, I don't like his girl. They both get so sloppy drunk. They end up getting into a fight. They leave midway through the concert, and that warmed my heart so much. I know it should not have, but it most certainly did. All right, right now, eighth caller to 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610. Eighth caller, you win an MVP golf cart. Again, go online if you want to purchase one for $99. It's $340 worth of golf, so it is a deal. MVP Golf KC, two rounds, five courses, $99. You can't beat that. The only way to beat it is by winning it for free right now. So eighth caller, 913-576-7610. Real quick for my baseball fans out there, I know we are now less than a week away from opening day and you're not getting the love you maybe expected from me throughout this week, and you're not getting much conversation because it appears the Royals will likely struggle in what appears to be an obvious tank job by the Royals heading into 2019. But it has been a very... one of my favorite Denny words, a very laborious offseason. It's been a real grind to get through this offseason, not just here in Kansas City, but nationwide. There just has not been a lot to discuss this offseason. Now, lately, we've gotten the extensions of Mike Trout and Alex Bregman. You had the contract of Bryce Harper. But for God's sakes, prior to mid-March, there was nothing to talk about in the baseball world. And some bad news yesterday as another extension goes down. Paul Goldschmidt signs a five-year, $130 million extension with the St. Louis Cardinals. Paul Goldschmidt, a guy that possibly could have hit free agency. Just like Nolan Arenado, another guy that signed an extension this offseason with the Colorado Rockies. This boring offseason that we all just experienced as diehard baseball fans, man, that is likely to be repeated after the 2019 season. I can't imagine many people are aware of this, so I'll bring it to your attention. Next offseason, now, sure, the Royals weren't likely to be involved in any of these names to begin with, but here are the big-name free agents in Major League Baseball going into next year. Anthony Rendon. And that's it. That's really it. I mean, J.D. Martinez, I guess, could opt out of his current contract with the Boston Red Sox. But after seeing how things have gone recently, do you really think that J.D. Martinez is going to opt out of his, what, $110 million deal that he signed with the Red Sox? So Major League Baseball, and again, it is the players' fault, in my opinion. They're the ones that agreed to this CBA. But this offseason of Major League Baseball that did absolutely nothing for the sport, it's likely to be duplicated again after the 2019 regular season. Congratulations to Aaron and Gardner. You walk away with the MVP golf card. We'll have more to give away. I hope. I am absolutely making this up. I'm not sure. I think we have more to give away next week. If not, you'll never remember, because we're going to give away 17 pair of opening day tickets next Tuesday. Every 15 minutes on Tuesday, Show and Vern from 10 to 2, your chance to win opening day tickets. All right, when we get back, the Tyreek Hill situation feels, and if you disagree, man, I want to have a real conversation about this. The Tyreek Hill situation, the investigation, an investigation that he has not been charged in, feels like it's over. Feels like we've all already made up our minds, and yet we know nothing. I want to dive into just that next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.